For today's reading, we're going to finish up the book of Micah, starting in Micah chapter 7, verse 1. Woe is me, for I have become as when the summer fruit has been gathered, as when the grapes have been gleaned. There is no cluster to eat, no first ripe fig that my soul desires. The godly has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind. They all lie in wait for blood, and each hunts for the other with a net. Their hands are on what is evil to do it well. The prince and the judge ask for a bribe, and the great man utters the evil desire of his soul. Thus they weave it together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright of them a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman, of your punishment, has come. Now their confusion is at hand. Put no trust in a neighbor, have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your arms. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him, until he pleads my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me out to the light. I shall look upon his vindication. Then my enemy will see, and shame will cover her who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will look upon her. Now she will be trampled down like the mire of the streets. A day for the building of your walls. In that day the boundaries shall be far extended. In that day they will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, and from Egypt to the river, from sea to sea and from mountain to mountain. But the earth will be desolate because of its inhabitants, for the fruit of her deeds. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, who dwell alone in a forest, in the midst of a garden land. Let them graze in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old. As in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt, I will show them marvelous things. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall lay their hands on their mouths, their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent, like the crawling things of the earth. They shall come trembling out of their strongholds. They shall turn in dread to the Lord our God, and they shall be in fear of you. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. That concludes the book of Micah. Let's make a few observations before we close out our reading for today. In the beginning of chapter 7, we have what is considered to be an individual lament psalm here contained within this prophet's book. He begins with that cry of lament, "Woe is me." It's not a phrase that's used very often. In fact, the other occasion is in the book of Job, chapter 10. But Micah seems to be very discouraged as he looks around at the state of his nation, of his people that are supposed to be God's people. And he compares it to a time in which all the gathering has been done, and you might go out and look for just a little bit left, just a little remnant of the summer fruit or the grapes, the first ripe figs, and there's nothing there. He desires to find it, but he does not find it. He desires to find those that would be faithful, and he's having a hard time finding any. So he says the godly has perished. There's no one upright. They all wait for blood, and each hunts each other with a net. Do you remember the injustice and the oppression that we talked about from earlier in the book? Well, now he's talking about how much they take advantage of each other, even to the point of being described as hunting each other. Their hands are always on to do evil, and they do it well, as he states in verse 3. And the prince and the judge ask for a bribe, something the law specifically condemns. Exodus chapter 23, verse 8. But when he gets to verse 7, he says, "For me, though, I'm going to look to the Lord." And perhaps that's a realization that if he's going to look for righteousness, really the Lord is the only dependable place to look. Because God is righteous, he is a faithful place to look. He says, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. And in verse 9, he makes it personal. He says, I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. I don't think he's necessarily lumping himself in with the rest of the nation that has completely walked away from God. However, he does have that realization that he's not free of sin, but his trust is still in God. And so he looks forward to a time, as he states in verse 10, when he gets some vindication. Shame will come over her who said to me, where is the Lord your God? He speaks of the rebuilding of walls, which would be imagery of a restoration, standing again rather than being trampled by others. Verse 14, he's again looking forward and he says, shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance. You dwell alone in a forest in the midst of a garden land. The word translated staff there can actually be a few different things, from walking stick to shepherd's staff to even a king's scepter. But in verse 15, he continues on to say, as in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt, I will show them marvelous things. Remember, in the Exodus, they had food that was miraculously provided. They had water that was miraculously provided. They had protection. They had clothes that didn't wear out, shoes that didn't wear out. The Lord truly did many marvelous things during that time. The final section of the chapter praises God. Who is a God like you that pardons iniquity and passes over transgression? A God full of grace and mercy. This is the God whom we serve. He will again have compassion upon us. A good thought for us today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.